This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, Michael Calhoun with you, introducing you to some of the startups that have come to St. Louis. They've got healthcare solutions, and St. Louis, of course, a hub for this sort of industry, and we've got BioSTL helping to convene these companies in St. Louis, and we're talking with Clara right now, Chief Innovation Officer, Dr. Zachary Litvak. Thank you so much for being with us on KMOX, Dr. Litvak.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having us.
So introduce us to Clara, please.
Clara started actually out of a little bit of tragedy in a hospital. There are lots of errors and inefficiencies that occur because the people that care for patients in the hospital, the people that run the hospital, often don't have a complete awareness of everything that's happening, where all the resources are. And we really want to focus on getting the right people and the right material to the right patient at the right time. So what Clara does is turn the hospital into an intelligent institution by giving it self-awareness of where all of these things are. It's a combination hardware-software platform to deliver that and other services to our end users.
So what kind of, equipment are we talking about? Are we talking about staffing here? What are the different components that can sometimes get away from you at the hospital? And what was it that led you to say, this is something I've got to tackle?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, this is a combination of hardware and software to be able to identify where critical equipment is at any time in the hospital, where appropriately trained personnel for caring for a particular patient are, and making sure that patients are seen quickly, especially when you're talking about responses to critical events. And as we know, since COVID, there's been a lot of turnover in hospital personnel. We've seen a huge increase in the number of traveling personnel who may not be familiar with hospitals. And I just encourage you and your users to think about the first time you walk into a new hospital and often how confusing it is. And what people don't realize is it can be equally confusing for the people working there to find their way around and find their way to the right equipment. What prompted me to tackle this problem was just all of the inefficiencies in the day-to-day execution of operations at a hospital. As you mentioned, I'm a practicing neurosurgeon, and I think anybody who runs a business would be aghast if they really understood how many inefficiencies there are in terms of just running around and trying to find pieces of equipment.
Yeah, there's a quote on your website, claraguide.com, from a registered nurse that really struck me. There's no verification system to ensure equipment is transferred to the correct location prior to the start of the case. Often it was not until the patient was anesthetized and surgery had begun until it was realized that critical equipment and supplies were not on site. Does that really happen often, that you can get that close to the start of a surgery and realize that all of the equipment has not been gathered?
Well, as you can imagine, there's a huge amount of time pressure to make sure that things stay on schedule. And so oftentimes there are multiple things happening in parallel, which may include getting the patient themselves ready for surgery while nurses and techs are completing equipment counts and equipment checks. And so it may be that you're down to minutes of a window where you realize that either a piece is missing or a piece is broken and you need to find a replacement.
Whether it's the doctors or the registered nurses, nursing assistants, how do they interact with this? Is it like a tablet with a GPS map kind of thing with pinpoints of where different pieces of equipment are? Is it more of a artificial intelligence voice? Here's what you're going to need for this, and here's where each of those components are. How is this interacted with?
You're thinking of it the right way. So, most of the time, the interaction for physicians and nurses is going to be on either a phone or a tablet, and it could be a personal device or it could be a company-issued device. There's a desktop interface that's primarily intended for administrators for back-end analytics and some of the other management type options. I think the easiest way for listeners to think of this is somewhere between, you know, a Maps app and a Find My app, but for your equipment and your people in your hospital.
And finally, Dr. Litvak, when it comes to St. Louis, what did you find out when it comes to, the Global STL Health Innovation Summit here? And, whether it's lifestyle in St. Louis, the concentration of startups, St. Louis's place in the healthcare industry, something else. What did you come away with in terms of impressions of St. Louis?
Yeah, two things. One, was really pleasantly surprised with how vibrant the biotech industry and startup mentality is in St. Louis. It was not something I expected. And usually when you hear of tech startups, you think of, the Bay Area, Palo Alto, that sort of thing. The other thing that struck me was, despite the very austere financial environment in healthcare, how promising some of the innovations are and how much time, effort, and energy are being poured into delivering solutions that are going to make healthcare safer and better for our patients, despite the fact that maybe currently we're weathering a storm and hoping to come out on the other end as, stronger and safer and better when it comes to delivering healthcare.
Dr. Zachary Litvak, practicing neurosurgeon and the chief innovation officer of healthcare startup Clara, came to St. Louis for the Global STL Health Innovation Summit. And thank you so much, Dr. Litvak, for being with us on KMOX. We appreciate it.
Thanks again, Michael. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.